It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Defended in the corner!
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole!
Here's the give. Walker!
Danny Walker! Touchdown! Smarty!
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And
yes! Caught! Touchdown to Troy Myers! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown to the receiving end!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Wow, does that sound overmodulated or is it just me? It might just be me, but I'm not really 100% sure. Probably it's just me. Hopefully it's not as loud for you as it was for me just now. But rise and shine. Good morning to all of you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide in the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. You can find us on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. BCSN is streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports and Network. Man, good thirsty Thursday morning to everybody. It is the 7th, what is this today? The 11th day of April, 2024. Time flies when you're having fun. Regardless, as I was talking to Ryan just moments ago, a much deserved off night for the Detroit sports fan. Just a night where, you know what, let's not do anything. Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers. The antithesis of April in the D was last night. It was vacation in the D is what it was, because all three teams were off last night. All three teams are back tonight. So excited about that here this thirsty Thursday. Ben Glaze in our 96.1 The Game studio. Rise and shine to you, man. What's going on over there? What's happening?
Not much. You sounded good over here. You didn't sound overmodulated, so.
Oh, it was actually the local volume.
Oh, okay.
On the access. So right. The minute I went to say rise and shine,
like, yeah.
it was so loud. I'm just glad I'm still seated upright because I almost passed out.
Nice.
So I was like, well, time out. Let's not do all that now. Calm down. So that's good. I'm glad everything is good on your end. But I realized that almost immediately. I said, wow, I don't even know how my hand must have hit it or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know because I didn't have it up that loud last night. So why would that happen? I have no idea. But yeah, I mean, what's going on over there? How are things?
Things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's well behaved over there at 96.1. And
yeah, exactly.
That's good, man.
It's kind of a ghost town here in the morning. I don't really see many people throughout the morning.
That's kind of nice though, isn't it?
Yeah. Till about 9 o'clock. Then some other people start rolling in, but all the on-air people, they stay in their studios. So,
wow, they don't even like move around and try to make coffee.
Every once in a while, but yeah, it's not much.
Interesting. When I was at iHeart in Toledo,
yeah,
I just kind of took it upon myself because I would get there in the morning and there was like nobody there. They'd be like a half a pot of coffee.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Why don't we? I mean, we got three burners. Like, let's use them all.
Yeah, so exactly.
I mean, it's a load up.
Yeah.
Ready to go. And then we had one guy that would, like, take two bags and put two bags of coffee into one filter.
Oh, geez.
So it was just like diesel fuel.
Nice.
And you never knew where it was. It was like, hey, this guy's the double bag bandit here running around.
Right.
Who's doing this? Like, yeah. Could you at least label it? Like, hey, don't drink this? You drink it, hair immediately popped out of your chest. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, very intense. But yeah, I mean, it's Masters Thursday, right? So we'll get the opening round of the 2024 Masters today, followed by all three of our teams. Boy, that is that's exciting. Today's a good day in sports. Unlike, you know, yesterday, which was, but yesterday was the reprieve, right? After what took place Tuesday, our fans needed a little bit of a break. They truly did. Like, they needed a moment to get out and just go do something else. After the Red Wings game that caused so much violence on the show yesterday, I thought it was a good idea that everybody just take the night off. Go watch, you know, whatever you wanted to. You could have watched literally anything. Maybe it would have been a nationally televised NBA game. Maybe it was a nationally televised NHL game. Maybe you watched Survivor or The Bachelor or whatever is on. Whatever you did, I'm glad you went and just go do something else. Because I don't know if our conversation yesterday was productive. I mean, we tried, but it just kind of it's just kind of tough. Like, that just is what it is. So I'm glad that you know, hopefully everybody got a moment to relax and breathe a little bit, and we will, you know, we'll get back into it today here. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. In the NFL, they are going to allow another alternate helmet. That's right. We're going to have three helmets in the NFL. I mean, this is awesome. Now, we just got to do complete redesigns for the Lions. Like, let's go. Let's now, all right, we got three shells. Let's make it work. Somebody just Google the all-black jersey, not the one from the early 2000s. Forget about that. Act like that never even happened. The new stuff is way better. Way better. Get us the black shell helmet with the blue lion, but not the lion that's already on there. I'm talking about the lion that comes, like, out of the back of the helmet. I've tweeted about this before. I forget. Somebody, the graphics god, put this together. But yes, the NFL is going to allow three different helmet colors. They're finally catching up to college football when it comes down to the jerseys and helmets. The thing about it is that they tried to say, like, player safety, but colleges were switching helmets all the time. You know, I think at Toledo, they have like eight different helmets. You know, this is kind of cool. Three is a good number, I think. And you have to wear the alternates together, and they have to match. But I mean, outside of that, like, life is good. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice faces eight charges in relation to that high speed crash. Bad for him. Bad for him. It may be alert. I don't know. I saw a cover, a makeshift Grand Theft Auto cover that had Rashee Rice and Henry Ruggs and Jalen Carter. It was like Need for Speed NFL or something like that. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Guys, you got to slow down. The Jaguars' Josh Allen, not the Buffalo Bills' Josh Allen, not to be confused. One's a quarterback. One guy gets paid to go get the quarterback. The guy who's getting paid to go get the quarterback is going to get paid 5 years, $150 million. Are you kidding me? If $88 million guaranteed for Josh Allen off the edge, that is the Aiden Hutchinson neighborhood right now. It's getting expensive. It was announced the Lions will not be traveling to Brazil. I think we knew that, though, ahead of time. It'll be the Green Bay Packers playing the Philadelphia Eagles on a Friday night, week one, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That'll be a lot of fun. How many arrests will we see? No, I'm teasing. Jrue Holiday agrees to a four-year, $135 million extension with the Celtics. Who wouldn't agree to that? Sources say that the Timberwolves are eyeing some payroll cuts here, assuming the majority ownership as a part of this failed process. The minority partners Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez submitted final financial projections forecasting a sizable retreat in roster payroll that majority owner Glenn Taylor believed would jeopardize the franchise's ability to compete for a championship. They're having a great year. Why are you talking about cutting payroll? Don't do that. The Coyotes could possibly relocate to Salt Lake City as a part of an NHL plan. That would be kind of crazy. Hobie Baker finalist Jackson Blake has signed with the Carolina Hurricanes. They announced that yesterday. And Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter faces Fed charges, according to sources. We'll step aside. More X's and Bros after this.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, you're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports and Network. Great to have you ride along with us. Just got a message here. Can you expand on this NHL plan with the Coyotes? I don't understand. So basically, the NHL right now is preparing a contingency plan to relocate the Arizona Coyotes to Utah as quickly as next season. Now, the NHL does remain, according to this report, convinced that hockey works in Arizona. The league is skeptical about the Coyotes being able to build what? A new arena. How are they going to do that? Well, the Coyotes owner has to win a land auction upcoming in June. So the NHL has prepared a backup plan that would sell the team to Ryan and Ashley Smith, owner of the Utah Jazz, in a relocation move to Salt Lake City. This quote-unquote shadow plan includes the NHL preparing two schedules for next season, one involving the Coyotes in Arizona and another involving some random team in Utah. This is pretty Daily Faceoff first reported this. An announcement on relocation could come as soon as the end of this month, according to ESPN. Now, multiple NHL sources caution that it's a fluid situation. We love that. If you say fluid situation, you can literally do whatever you want. It doesn't matter because it's fluid. So as long as it's a fluid situation, you can say anything you want and then retract it because, you know, it's fluid. We learned that over the course of the last few years. So just if you ever find yourself in a bind at work with your wife, whatever the case is, just tell it's a fluid situation. Best way to get out of it. Because what does that mean? It means you could do anything. Could be yes, could be no. We don't really know. It's fluid. So my thing is if they move to Utah, what are they going to be? Are they going to be the Salt Lake City Coyotes? I don't think that works. I think the Coyotes got to stay with Arizona. So what would you name the Salt Lake City NHL team? And then if they relocate to Utah, and the fans in SLC, as they like to call it out there, if those fans like it and support it and they can draw, they'll never go back to Phoenix. Why would they do that? They're just going to play in the Jazz's arena. Now, multiple sources. I love a good source or 12. Caution that it is a fluid situation, and though it is common practice for the NHL to come up with contingencies in a situation that has this much uncertainty, it's not a done deal. Why is it a done deal? Because it's a fluid situation. I just told you that. Here's the fun part about Salt Lake City. This is just like food for thought here. According to Morning Brew, Morning Brew is actually, it's a pretty good account. It's like news, finance related stuff that I follow on Instagram. The hottest job markets of 2023 via the Wall Street Journal and Moody's, whoever Moody is. Number one, Salt Lake City, Utah. What are the odds, right? Number two was Jacksonville, Florida. Number three was Orlando. Number four was Tampa. Number five was Oklahoma City. Number six was Miami. Number seven was Austin. Number eight was Nashville. Number nine was Seattle. And number 10 was Dallas. What is interesting about this this here top 10 hottest job markets? Well, I'll tell you, 40% in the Sunshine State. That's pretty impressive right there. The Salt Lake City Soakers? I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know what we'd call them. Would we call them Utah, like the Jazz? Would the Utah Grizzlies? I think there already is a Utah Grizzly. Why do I think there's a Utah Grizzlies team? It might be ECHL that has the Utah Grizzlies. I'm not sure though. I don't know what we call them. The Salt Lake City. What? I have no idea. No idea what to call that team. But I'm sure they'll come up with something. If it's just a contingency, would they still remain the Arizona Coyotes and just play in Utah until notified elsewhere or otherwise, even though they had to move elsewhere? Or do you rebrand? Like, whoa. I don't know. Does the NHL work in Arizona? I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what works in Arizona outside of the Cardinals, and they barely work. They function because it's the National Football League. Outside of that, Arizona right now, that is a booming state. And there's a lot to do. I mean, you can do everything from desert hike to skiing in the same day if you wanted to, because the elevation changes with what's going on. Yeah, you can ski in Arizona. It's pretty crazy. But the one thing I didn't like about Arizona when I was out there, one, I know that they made a change recently to some healthcare, bills, I guess is a good way to put it, or healthcare rules and regulations, stipulations in that state that I wouldn't necessarily agree with. But outside of that, I love the fact that they don't recognize daylight savings time. I love state leans the direction I do, so that's cool. The problem is there's no water anywhere. That's the issue. So they do have a really like a huge lake that's a big tourist attraction, which that's cool and all, but I don't know if I want to I'm spoiled though. I've lived in the Great Lakes state my entire life, so water's never really been a concern. But you start thinking about some places out west where it's like, you have to import your water on a regular basis. That could be interesting, like Las Vegas. Where's the fresh water? Hell, where's the salt water? Or in any water. Just give me anything. I don't know if I just want to be there in the desert. Now, if somebody in Phoenix wanted to hire me, would I have that conversation? Of course. I don't ever not have that conversation. But, I mean, it would definitely be Arizona, Texas, Florida. Those would be three states for me that I would be interested in, that I would have conversations with if there was employment there. New York, California, absolutely not. Not a chance in hell. Those states, no way, no how, never. The most overrated states on the planet, and I'm glad that it's unfortunate the Rangers are the best team in the NHL right now, because I'd really like to hate on New York and all of their teams. Everybody was off last night. Keep the Coyotes. The Jazz name doesn't fit Utah, so keep their tradition alive by keeping the team nickname that doesn't fit you. Man, is that a sentence right there? Okay, so they would be the Utah Coyotes? I mean, that would be okay if they were really planning on going back to Arizona, but if they bring the NHL to Utah and the fans in Salt Lake City go watch that team and like, hey, this is actually pretty fun, and they can draw, I don't care if that guy wins the land lotto or not, they might never go back to Arizona. But the NHL has 32 clubs. I don't see expansion on the horizon. Like, I think 32 is a pretty solid number. I know MLB right now is kind of pushing the envelope. They're trying to figure out how they can get to expand a little bit. What would be some of the markets that they would be interested in? I don't even know if MLB, if they need to expand or if they just need to relocate a club like Tampa Bay. And I know that Tampa Bay has had success. People in Tampa Bay don't care about baseball. The stands are always empty. There's other cities I'm sure it might work in, but I would look at that. The Stingrays, right? Tampa Bay Rays, Devil Rays. That's what it was. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays. You couldn't say Devils, so you had to pull that out. Wait till they find out about Duke. The White Sox owners trying to relocate them to Nashville. Does Chicago need two clubs? I mean, from a historical standpoint, that would be devastating. But I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you who doesn't need two clubs. Los Angeles. You could move the Angels out of Anaheim, and I don't think anybody would think twice. At least not anybody on this side of the Mississippi. I don't follow the Angels baseball too closely. I mean, they do have Mike Trout, and I think Mike Trout has 10 home runs and 10 RBI or something crazy like that this season already. Meaning nobody else can get on base. He's just hitting solo shots over the wall. That's pretty funny. All right, our teams are. The segment was for all of our teams being off. Now, I do have a question, and I have to bring Ryan into this because I don't necessarily remember exactly what the conversation was regarding Saadi Washington. I just remember somebody saying something about, like, well, if this would have happened at Michigan or Ohio State or Michigan State, .. Well, it did happen, and we're going to explore the new hire there for the University of Michigan after he met with the media yesterday. We'll talk about it next. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state, and Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Call in, text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000. Now, back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. So I'm really in the rabbit hole right now. This is how this happens. You start looking stuff up on the internet and then, you know, you're 15 articles, 14 videos, 5 hours later, and you're like, wow. The Egyptians didn't actually build the pyramids. That's crazy. But here I am learning about the Utah NHL team name and the Utah Jazz owner, Ryan Smith, who looks like a younger fellow, too, to own a professional sports team. That sounds pretty cool. This past Monday, Smith posted to Twitter/X with a link to a survey asking Utahns. Is Utahns? Utahns? Is that how you would say that? Residents of Utah, U-T-A-H-N-S, to send in ideas for the team. Fans were quick to provide suggestions, some complete with jersey mock-ups and logos. One particularly common theme that they saw was using Utah's winter identity. The Grizzlies are an ECHL team. I knew I didn't come up with that. I knew I heard that somewhere, and it's because we played the Utah Grizzlies. The greatest snow on earth, which I think is kind of funny, like greatest show on turf. Like, I think, okay, greatest snow on earth. So Utah Yeti, the Yeti, right? That'd be kind of cool. That was like my Yeti noise. And also, I guess that could have, you know, passed as a Star Wars flying vehicle. I don't know. What do you think, Ben? Was that more Yeti or more
Star That sounded Wars? Like Chewbacca.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. That was pretty, like, just off the top of my head, like, what would a Yeti sound like? That's, right. That's what I assumed, along with cries for help. The Utah Blizzard. So, like, the Blizzard would be kind of cool. Don't mess around. It's the Yetis. I'm going to go to this Ryan Smith Utah, this Twitter page here. I'm going to hop on this and go down even further and do even more digging into what Utah would name a professional sports team. I think that would be cool. The Yeti, this Hardy Boys put together a complete primary, secondary concept jersey and wordmark. All of it. I don't think you can use the Stags. The Colorado Eagles, or pardon me, the Utah Eagles, too much like the Colorado Eagles of the ECHL or the AHL, so I'm good on that. The Blizzard, I don't know about the Blizzard. We got one that said Olympians. I don't know why they would use Olympians. That sounds kind of great, crazy. Interesting. Mountaineers, it might be a good one. Utah Spirits. Salt Lake City Snowbirds. Can't say that one. It's pretty funny, though. Salt Lake Stingers, Beehive State, and Salt Stings. Stingers kind of has like a minor league team feel to me. Mike Capizzi. Mike says Salt Lake City Yetis. So, okay, Mike. All right. I could get down with that. Welcome to the Twitterverse, man. Great to have you. Thanks for following. Utah State fish is the cutthroat trout. So how about the Utah cutthroat trout? Oh, my goodness. Keep the Coyotes. Jazz name doesn't fit in Utah, so keep the tradition alive by keeping team nicknames that don't fit you. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Doing good. Chewbacca, he's a Wookiee. That's what he is.
Wookiee, Yeti, kind of the same thing, maybe different color fur.
Yeah, no, they are completely the same thing. Sorry, Star Wars nerds. But, yeah, no, I mean, Yeti sounds good. I like the Yetis, but back when the Hornets, when they were New Orleans, had to move to Oklahoma City due to the hurricane, mm-hmm. they were just the Oklahoma City Hornets. Until they move back or move to Charlotte. So.
Right. And that was a huge debacle there because then, I mean, New Orleans got a team out of it and Oklahoma City did too.
Yeah. Well, cause it showed Oklahoma City like, okay, we wanted to test this market out for a new team. They showed out for the Hornets and they've been a good basketball town ever since.
Wasn't it, wait a minute, was it, how did that work? Now my memories, because we're talking like 2008-ish, right around there. Because OKC, they came from the Sonics.
Yeah, so it was early 2000, because it was when Katrina happened. So
in 2008.
Was it 2008? Maybe it was before then.
Let me check. See what you, I thought that was the year that the Saints went on to go crazy. Oh, it was earlier. Yeah, 2000 Hurricane Katrina on August 23rd of 2005.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
Interesting. Then so, three years later, the Saints won the Super Bowl in 2008.
Yeah, it might have been back when like the town was actually like starting to recover more.
Yeah, after the rebuild.
Because I know I went down to New Orleans 2011, and they had like a statue of it was just like small pillars, but it was the height of like where the water was during Katrina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had that in one of the boroughs. Like, one was like almost like over 10 feet tall. And it's like, this is where the water was during Katrina. I was like, holy crap.
Wow. To see that, it's pretty. So the Thunder, right? Oklahoma City previously hosted the New Orleans Hornets for 2 years following Hurricane Katrina. So you're right there. The team originally was established as the Seattle Supersonics, an expansion team that joined the NBA in the 67-68 year. The Sonics then relocated from Seattle to Oklahoma City July 3rd, 2008, after a settlement was reached between the ownership group. So there, that's where the 2008 thing came into play. Okay, so there we go. Now we got our whole story together. So you say that if Salt Lake... Would you keep it Utah or would you go Salt Lake City? And then if you do go with Salt Lake City, it'd have to be the Utah Yetis, right?
Yeah, Utah Yetis.
Okay.
Is perfect.
Some of the concepts are pretty cool. Like, I know that the Colorado Avalanche have the same sort of theme there with like the Yeti footprint on the jersey. Their original jerseys are awesome. That new one that they have with like just the C, that just got awful. That's a terrible logo.
Like you ruined like one of the best logos in sports. Like I know it's not fun to talk about the Avalanche here in Detroit, but their jersey.
It's an all-time great jersey. It's an all-time great
jersey. It's awesome. Like I wanted to like them as a kid, but I couldn't. I knew I couldn't. But it's like, you see that jersey, they have Peter Forsberg. It's like, man, I wish they weren't scumbags.
If I wasn't a Red Wings fan, right? I mean, you went Peter Forsberg, so I'll one-up you here. Sandis Ozalinch.
Jeez.
What's your I'm right there, Ryan. I understand exactly. Dude, I would have... I wanted an Avalanche jersey so bad. Larry Foote. Like, dude. Or was it Larry Foote? No.
I moved on like every other kid and just like the Mighty Ducks with Teemu Selanne. So.
Oh, Teemu Selanne. That's a good, yeah. Mighty Ducks is a good one, too. Another all-time great jersey.
Yeah, that was ruined by corporate.
Well, yeah, then they had to get rid of that. Then they just went to the regular Ducks, and the Anaheim Ducks just don't do it for me. It was about Mighty Ducks. It was about the actual film itself. I don't know why we'd ever try to do anything where we would, take that away. But Adam Foote, I said Larry Foote. I was thinking the actual Larry Foote from Michigan. Adam Foote.
No, it's always been Larry Foote. I don't care if his name is Adam. Everyone called him Larry.
I mean, obviously Joe Sakic, and then both him and Stevie Y were in 19, and Mike Ricci was on that team. Sandis Ozalinch. I mean, it was Huey Krupp, Big Huey. Like, I mean, how do you? Yeah, they're and with the A with the Blizzard, like that was awesome. I hope that Salt Lake City gets it. To be honest with you, somebody said Utah Three Wives. Or Utah Elbows in honor of the mailman, or Utah Short Shorts in honor of Stockton.
Listen, they're not going to name anything in the honor of Carl Malone. All right.
Yeah, he's got some.
If you want to get lost in some Google searches, do Carl Malone and be disgusted. Okay. Like, we need to stop parading around that man as an NBA great, because that man's done some bad things in his life.
Allegedly. There's allegedly some bad things that were done. He's for the listeners that may not know, he's on the Pete Rose type of deal here. It's what you're looking at. So then you're talking about legality and technicality. Like, you know who just went through that was Josh Giddey with the Thunder. Like he was at a club. I guess it was like an 18 and up club, because I mean he's a younger guy, but still it's like, yeah, I think once you hit 21 you can't really dabble too much in the 18 and up clubs, because you under the influence and everything else. So Giddey's in this club, a girl is in there, which I mean you would assume that 18 and up club, you got to be 18 and up. She wasn't, and the NBA world was going after Josh Giddey, and they were going after Malika on ESPN because they wanted to know why she wasn't talking about it. It's like, look, we don't really have any information outside of just speculation from the girl's Snapchat where Josh Giddey was like at her house. But you can't just run around on television and make or on radio and make irresponsible, you know, slanderous
from
claims.
From social media rumors.
Exactly. Right. We got to substantiate really the claim here.
Right. Also, if you are a younger person, don't do an 18 up club ever. I remember being in high school, being like just like a junior and sophomore, and there was freshmen that I knew that were getting fake IDs to go to the 18 and up club in Pontiac.
Oh my goodness, what was the name of it? Oh,
When I was that age, it was Tiki Bob's.
Tiki Bob's, what was it before?
There's Electricity.
No, that wasn't the one.
I think there's like two of them right there in Pontiac. So
Club Eclipse.
Yeah, probably at some point it was probably called that.
Yeah, those are the days. Those were the days. Don't tell my mom about that. So I'm glad you. She knows now. I'm glad you called in because remember when Saudi Washington, we were having that conversation about the internet rumors. As Dusty May's trying to assemble his staff there in Michigan, and we were talking about like, hey, if Saudi went to go work for Izzo, why that wouldn't bother me. And then people were talking about what was the argument in response? Like if other coaches came from MSU or OSU, do you remember what the argument was? Like I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know really, but for Michigan and Ohio State in football, it's happened multiple times. Was it Greg Mattison?
Yeah.
Left Michigan for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And people are upset, but it's just like they offer more. It's like, yeah, you want to believe that like there's a like, oh, I work for Michigan, I'll never go to Ohio State. Unless you're Jim Harbaugh, you know, the other 99% of the staff really does, and Mike Hart, they don't have a tie to Michigan. They have a job at Michigan. Scotty Washington, he's from Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah.
Then he played at Western, then worked at Oakland. It's just he was a longtime assistant at U of M. Like, that's his tie to Michigan. It was his employment.
And I think he started in 2016 at Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a holdover from Beeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, so, like, there's ties, there's good memories there, but it is a job. And when you're in college athletics, you can't do the rivalry thing when it comes to employment.
No, and this goes back to the fan bases. And I know it's fun. I know that, you know, you want to believe that whatever it is. But when you're driving up and down 23 or 75 and you cross into the border and, you know, you have like Michigan gear on, and the Ohio State fans start talking recklessly, because that's what happens. I mean, it does. Ohio State fans are exponentially more involved and obsessive about their team. Michigan fans do have their fair share, but it's different in Ohio because Ohio, they don't have the split like we have between the two universities that are both in the same conference. They don't have that. Like, everybody in the state of Ohio is a Buckeye fan outside of that southern pocket that I've talked about, Cincinnati, Dayton, you know, Xavier, that whole like little corridor there down in the southwest portion of the state. But outside of that, everybody's a state fan.
Even Xavier fans are Ohio State football fans.
Wow.
Unless you're Doug.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Doug. So Tony Alford was hired, and he is coming here to coach running backs. And there are people that are on the internet losing their minds, or we didn't need him anyways. Half the people didn't know who he was. So like, what are we even arguing about here? But he did his first media availability, and the one thing he didn't do, he wouldn't go into specifics publicly, and made it clear that he's not going to badmouth his former employer. I just thought it was a great opportunity for me. For my growth and professional growth, I thought it was a great opportunity. I have so much respect for Sharon. I've known him for quite a while. I just thought it was time. It might have been time for both parties. I don't know, but I just thought it was time and a good opportunity. He's 55 years old, spent the last 9 years at Ohio State. He was an assistant head coach and the running backs coach under both Urban Meyer and Ryan Day. He was given the title of run game coordinator in 2022, a role he continued in 23. But professionally, he said he felt like he went as high as he could up the totem pole, and that was it. And I don't blame him. Like, the guy's been at Notre Dame under Brian Kelly. He was at Iowa State. He was at Washington, Kent State, Louisville. Like, guy's coached a lot of places. And I thought it was funny because we just had this conversation, and I just had to bring up Bo recently, and now we can point to Tony Alford, which just goes back to reinforce my original point that when it comes down to, as Ryan has just pointed out, like, coaches and moving your family and the pressure that is on to win right now because of the portal, like, it's a different ball game. It's a different ball game for the coaches. And I know everybody wants everything to be fair, but the typical hourly employee doesn't have as much on their shoulders as the owner of the company.
And just look at other sports. Like, when Chris Beard left Texas Tech for Texas, Texas Tech fans, like, how could you do it? It's like, did you see how much money was offered to me?
Right. And it's a better job. Now, if you want to argue, I would argue that Michigan's running backs coach or run game coordinator is a better job than Ohio State's. Why? Because we run the football. Like, that's what it is. Like, we take pride. We are a run first team. We send offensive line in to the NFL. That's what we do. Like, running backs.
If you look at Terrell Moore's small track record as an acting head coach, it's like, let's see. Let's look at the one game. Oh, yeah, he spent an entire half running the ball.
It didn't pass one time.
Sign me up. It's like, I don't want to be the running coordinator for the best pass offense in football. I want to be the running coordinator for the guy that runs the whole game.
Exactly. So to me, it's a promotion. We'll step aside. Hour two is next. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.